by Wisconsin, went off a stick and out of play, and he'll drop the puck in the Minnesota State zone. 5:20 to go in the third period of a 1-1 game. And we'll keep it right here, I believe.
Yeah, 5:20, and referees just sent the ice scrapers off again.
Yep. Again, media timeouts now involving Big Ten teams. Under 13 minutes left on the clock, under 7. 5:20 to go right now in regulation. It's 1-1.
I guess common sense would say to me, we just had a 2.5-minute timeout. Why couldn't they have done it then?
Sure. Botterill has to step in to take the faceoff for Deering, and he wins it. Protecting Ejon. Two freshmen and a sophomore on the forward line for the Badgers in a tight game late. Palatichuk had the puck caught up in his skates at the right point and was forced to give it away, and actually drew Hensler across the line, so the Badgers have to retouch, and they have. And now Palatichuk has to hustle back into his own zone, and there's Lemire, who's been a pest tonight for Minnesota State. Ejon sweeps it ahead to Deering. Bowls over Zetterberg and a linesman in the process.
Here's
a diving attempt by Wisconsin's Hensler as the puck trickled free in front of the Minnesota State net. Hensler couldn't put it on goal. It went off the glass and then chipped out to center.
Botterill had that initial shot, and it's such a glorious rebound.
And Hensler just couldn't get there in time. Here's Murr now for Minnesota State. He'll dump it in. 4:25 left in the third, a 1-1 game. Phelan spins away from pressure. Dexheimer pushed it to open ice. Horbach with it, and he'll lob it out to center. And it's brought down by Lurie, but taken away by Wisconsin. Fitzgerald to Horbach. Tried to split two defenders with a lob pass for himself. Taken by Riley Bonkowski. Now to Somoza. Bumped off balance by Dexheimer. Puck loose in the slot of the Wisconsin zone. Gathered by the Badgers' Christian Fitzgerald. Angles to his left, tried to dump it deep. Lurie got in the way. Fitzgerald will try again. Instead, he put it on the stick of Bonkowski, who's being pressured by the forechecking Zelenov. 3:50 to go in the third. Wisconsin 1, Minnesota State 1. Here's Somoza now. Somoza takes a hit from Zelenov, put a slow-moving shot on the ice on goal that Hauser just steers aside for Phelan. Here's Osborne now, up towards center, off the stick of Tassie, and then up into the crowd, stopping play. 3:31 to go in the third, a 1-1 game here in Madison.
Now I'm going to feel not very smart in exhibition games or in non-conference games. Are the overtime rules the same?
The same, yep, okay. 3-on-3, yep.
Missed my NCAA rules meeting.
Morrissey, Finley, Tassie out now for Wisconsin. And Morrissey won that faceoff so strongly it went off the hand of Osborne all the way down on Hauser, who leaves it off for Osborne now. 3:20 to go. Badgers will break out Dubinsky up the far wall. The pass for Tassie, too hot to handle, but icing waved off and picked up by Finley. Threw it through the low slot and off the corner wall and all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. And Dubinsky has to hustle after it. Bumps it off for Osborne up the far boards. Tassie tried to chop it through, but unsuccessful. 3 minutes left. Puck loose in the Wisconsin zone. Two Badgers, two Mavericks along the far wall.
Find him, Dube.
Trying to dig it free. Morrissey had it on his stick, then lost it. Bounces free to Morick. Turnaround shot in front. Actually more of a pass to Benincasa. Got his stick on it, but not on goal. And now it bounces away from Zetterberg, and the Badgers' Morrissey has it. He's immediately pressured, had his pocket picked by Benincasa. Morrissey steps in front of him to cut him off. And there's Lemire now for Minnesota State before Morrissey takes it back and coughed it up. Look out. Murr walks in. Backside left. Zetterberg off balance. Shot. He missed the net. Bad turnover by the Badgers, but Mankato can't convert. Wisconsin's Morrissey now whips it in deep. 2:19 to go in the third, a 1-1 game.
Ouch.
Here's Zetterberg now for Minnesota State. Drops it back to Conrad. Now Murr at center. Off a stick or two, and Palatichuk finds himself with a biscuit. Palatichuk bumps it off to Hensler. Far side Tulk. Badgers, almost a turnover, but it found its way through to Kukkonen. Dick across the line. Backside pass to Tulk too far. Tulk fell down. The puck still loose. Minnesota State able to push it out to center. 1:50 to go in regulation. A 1-1 game.
Everybody's looking tired.
Oh, yeah. Everybody on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, both sides, shifts are going to get short.
Yep. Badgers with possession, back in their own zone. Kukkonen angles a pass to Dexheimer, gets around a man, still has possession. He'll scoop it in. After it is Tyson Dick, reaches for it, but the puck taken by Wheeler. His outlet off his stick, and the Badgers get it back. Phelan pushed it up to Deering left wing. Grady.
Oh.
Deering crushed by Mason Wheeler into the end boards. Deering's helmet came off, and a whistle quickly stops play for safety reasons.
Yes.
Deering appears to be just fine as he gets up on his skates, straightens out his bucket a little bit. He'll put that back on his head. But, boy, Mason Wheeler, the senior captain for Minnesota State, crushed the freshman forward into the end boards.
Yes, he did. And it was clean. I mean, there was no illegal part about the check. He just kind of laid his shoulders and his hips into him, and Deering was maybe a foot from the boards, and the whiplash reaction is something that you really have to look at.
Deering is 6'2", 201 pounds, and took a wallop from the 6'2", 201-pound Mason Wheeler. He'll drop the puck outside the Minnesota State zone. 1:15 to go in regulation. It's Stender against Morrissey, and Stender won the draw. D to D they go in Psychos. Up ahead to Morick, couldn't handle it. Stender, though, played it far side. Scholl centering pass. The Badgers in position and deflected to the corner. And now Palatichuk goes to get it with 1 minute to play in regulation. Wisconsin 1, Minnesota State 1. The Badgers' regular season home opener. Morrissey, Finley, Fitzgerald out for the Cardinal and Whites. Morrissey slides it ahead. Fitzgerald will backhand it deep. Finley down the left wing wall. Cut off with a hip check from Psychos. But the puck still loose in the offensive zone. 39 seconds left. Morrissey trying to dig it free. The referees let him play. The puck underneath 3-4 young men. And finally, Wheeler goes to get it. Pulls it to his forehand. Banks it off the shelf out to center. Kicked free by Phelan. And then sent back in by Minnesota State. Delayed offside, washed out. 21 seconds left. The Badgers have a rush to win it. Finley lobs it up to center. Botterill reaches for it. Bouncing around in the slot. Loose puck taken Luck by out. Lemire. 10 seconds left. Lemire center circle. 1-on-3. 3-on-3 now more so. Lemire shoots one through. Saved by Hauser. Rebound back behind the net. Zetterberg. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Down to the corner it goes. Horn sounds, and that's it for regulation. The Badgers score once here in the third to pull even. Oliver Tulk from Tassie and Phelan at 7:17. But after 16 minutes of hockey here in Madison, the Badgers' regular season home opener, it's a 1-1 tie with Minnesota State. We've got 3-on-3, 5-minute overtime come up here in a second.
Yes, we do. And a lot of people are for it. A lot of people are against it. I'll be honest with you. As a coach, I can't stand 3-on-3 overtime just because of the fact that we've played a wonderful game for 60 minutes, 5-on-5, and, yeah, resulted in a tie. Let's keep playing 5-on-5 until we get a winner. That's my personal philosophy.
Sure.
But as a fan, to see the open ice and the breakaways and all the rest of the things that go with 3-on-3 overtime, it's exciting. It's mark fighting, exciting for the fans, and I agree with it from a philosophical standpoint. I would have to say that satisfying the fans is a big issue.
Yeah. Oliver Tulk, the lone goal for the Badgers, came at 7:17 to the third from Simon Tassie and Jack Phelan. For Tulk, his first goal as a Wisconsin Badger. Wisconsin outshot Minnesota State 8-6 on goal in the third period. Through three periods, the Badgers 29 shots on goal, Minnesota State 19. Daniel Hauser's been good, 18 saves. Alex Tracy, 28 saves for Minnesota State. Both teams 0-for-3 on the power play tonight. Again, 3-on-3, sudden death overtime, 5-minute period. The first team to score wins.
Really?
Yes.
Is that how overtime works?
That's how it works.
Well, I'm amazed.
Sudden victory.
Sudden victory, yes.
Sudden victory.
That was taught to me a long, long time ago. Don't you ever say sudden death. You say sudden victory, and that's all there is to it. Thank you, sir.
So, again, in that third period, Badgers with 8 shots on goal, Minnesota State with 6. Kyle Kukkonen, Ryan Botterill, both 4 shots on goal. Oliver Tulk has had a nice night. A goal, 3 shots on goal. He's 14-for-14 in the faceoff circle tonight. That's pretty impressive.
Well, we had a guy last year who did kind of the same thing, didn't we?
Yeah.
The penalty killer of all penalty killers.
Lindmark about 60%. Oh, and now in the American Hockey League with the San Diego Gulls. Good for him. So the goaltenders switch sides. Tracy now in the goal to our right and Hauser in the goal to our left. They're giving the two teams a little bit extra time before they drop the puck for three-on-three hockey. Badgers come out with Tolk, Finley, and Dexheimer. Minnesota State counters with their top centerman Luigi Benincasa, Evan Murr, and Tristan Lemire.
I will say, however, that's the part of the overtime that I don't agree with. You should be able to protect your own end of the ice.
Yeah. The Badgers were 2-7-3 in overtime last season. They lost 11 games by one goal last season. Seven of those came in overtime. And the Badgers cough it up. Look out. Here's a chance for Murr. Had the stick pulled from behind, but the puck slid over to Benincasa. His shot denied by Hauser. And the Badgers' long lead feed just over the stick of Finley. Otherwise, he could have maybe cut in on the goaltender. Now Murr cuts off Finley. Murr takes the puck away. Up the middle he goes. It's Lemire, far side to Benincasa. He'll slowly skate to the red line, take his time.
They need a change, too.
And I think the Mavericks will get a change here, and they'll change their forwards as Murr remains on the ice. Fitzgerald and Morrissey out now for Wisconsin with Logan Hensler. 4:10 left and 3-on-3 overtime. Murr late in his shift. Murr comes across the line. Three Badgers back. Murr backhands it around to the far wall. Zetterberg. Fitzgerald looked like he had a step on him. Zetterberg took the puck, however. Alex Zetterberg, his pass by the sophomore deflected and out to center comes Sawyer Scholl, the former Wisconsin Badger, getting some 3-on-3 time for Luke Strand's club.
Well, we all know he can shoot and score.
Ralph Bergmanis gave it away. Tyson Dick, he comes in, tries to make a move. Bergmanis, nice play to recover, poke the puck away. Fitzgerald looking for the loose biscuit, and eventually Zetterberg goes to get it. Member of Sweden's bronze medal-winning U18 World Championship team a couple of years ago, Alex Zetterberg, little right-hander, gains the zone, waits for support. Cross-ice pass, Smith. Horbach will chase him down in the corner. 3:20 to go in overtime. It's a 1-1 game here in Madison. Now Smith out high, dangling Somoza, lost the handle, grabs it in the corner, tried to force it towards the net off a stick. The Badgers now possess. Dick twirls away from pressure. Somoza tried to dig it off his stick. It's loose out at center, and Psychos has it for Minnesota State. 3 minutes to go in OT.
Find him, Tyson.
Campbell Psychos up the near side wall to Somoza. Protects the puck across the line. Somoza one on two. Now he's forced out to center, and Psychos has it. Dick wants a break, and now comes Gavin Morrissey with Horbach and Osborne. Morrissey breaks up a play at center. Here's Horbach with a chance now to get to the bench, and Finley will replace him. 2:30 to go in OT. Badgers trying to start their home schedule with a win. Last year they opened the season at home and lost to Lindenwood. Now here's Murr across the line. Stick handling. Maybe got a bit too cute. Badgers take it away. Finley tried to bank it ahead for himself, but instead turned it over. Lemire finds Murr. Stick handling. Drops off. No, Murr maintains possession. Around the right wing wall. Slow moving pass. Benincasa has a step on Morrissey. Cuts towards the net. Forehander off. Hauser with a save. Rebound loose. Badgers had it. Osborne couldn't clear. Diving attempt now by Lemire as he got knocked down. And Hauser out, but he couldn't put his stick on the puck as it slid through the paint. Hauser was out of position. Lemire, had he got his stick on the puck, would have scored the game winner. Did not. Mavericks have the puck. 1:45 left in overtime. 1-1.
Yeah, two times the Badgers coughed it up too deep.
Here's Stender now. And a try by Scholl. Missed the net on the glove side of Hauser. It comes all the way out to center. The Badgers have yet to put a shot on goal here in OT. Scholl one on three, lost the puck. Stender's got it now. What's he going to do? Spins into the wall, pressured by Osborne. Luke trying to pull it free. Stender to the circle, pass for Bergmanis, handcuffed him, and Scholl will chase it down. Out to center, 1:15 left in overtime.
Finley's exhausted.
Botterill's been out there a long time, too. Bad pass by Minnesota State, taken by Osborne. Here's Osborne down the middle, Botterill. Osborne shoots, and he missed it on the near post. Off the corner, look out, Minnesota State, 2-on-1 the other way. Smith left wing, looking Zetterberg. He'll shoot. Oh, Hauser with a great save as he slides to his left, keeping it a 1-1 game. Now here's Smith walking towards the net. Murr's shot blocked by Finley. Gathered in by Botterill. Finley looks to spring. Botterill finds him, but the pass off his stick. Finley will track it down in the corner. 40 seconds left. Pushed it out to the left wing wall. Dexheimer pass to the slot. Intercepted by Murr. They've got a 2-on-1 again. Badgers, a quick change. Could have had too many men on the ice. Nothing called. Murr stick handling. Lost it, but then regains control because Botterill's been on the ice for 3 minutes, it seems. Now here's Oliver Tulk with it. 1-on-1. He tries to break in against the defenseman. Topol, turnaround shot. Oh, it's blocked by the recovering Benincasa. 15 seconds left. Tulk had a chance to be the hero. Now Murr in the corner. Tulk ties him up 9 seconds. Tulk trying to pull it free. Dexheimer's got it. He lost it, though. Benincasa trying to clear. 3 seconds left, and this game will go down as an overtime tie. The Badgers, in their regular season home opener, play Minnesota State to a 1-1 overtime draw. Wow.
Well, I can't say that was lack of excitement in overtime.
Oh, no, of course not.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And I think that Coach Hastings did a good job of selecting the players who were hot for the 3-on-3. So now you go to a shootout, but the fact of the matter being is that I was impressed at the Badgers, even when they lost that scramble down low because Finley was just exhausted and didn't make that initial pass. They were able to rely on their goaltender, and we'll go down as a 1-1 OT tie.
Boy, Daniel Hauser made a couple of huge stops in overtime, didn't he?
Yep. It was the reason he's here is that he's a good reaction goaltender.
Hauser finished the game with 21 saves. Alex Tracy, 29 for Minnesota State. Again, officially it goes down as a 1-1 draw. This is a non-conference game. They will do an exhibition shootout just for the fun of it, for the fans. Neither team will gain any additional advantage because of the shootout. Again, it goes down as a 1-1 overtime tie. But both teams use shootouts in their league, so we'll start with one here. And Lemire will come in 1-on-1 against Hauser. Right wing to the slot. Tries a backhander. Hauser diving left. Made the stop. Daniel Hauser stops Lemire. And out comes Quinn Finley, the Badgers sniper. Many goals a year ago for Finley. He'll pick up the puck and move off to his right. Coming in on Alex Tracy to our left. Cuts to the slot looking. Shooting and a blocker save made by Tracy. Minnesota State now.
This has always been my question, who to pick.
We'll bring out Charlie Lurie. Lurie, 4 goals as a sophomore last year in 20 games at Omaha. And he shoots one, and it may have grazed the glove of Hauser and wide. So Lurie doesn't convert.
You know, one of the most interesting things that I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Is that one of the players for, I can't remember who we had a shootout of, asked for a different puck.
Here's Logan Hensler coming in. He's looking. He goes upstairs, glove side, and missed the net. Both teams 0 for 2 in this exhibition shootout. So out comes Luigi Benincasa. He scored the lone goal in regulation for Minnesota State. Benincasa,
he's got a set of mitts.
From Edmonton, Alberta. Right-hander will fan off to his left. Hauser way out on top of his crease. And Benincasa stoned by Hauser's left pad. So the Badgers can win the shootout if Christian Fitzgerald can convert. Fitzgerald opened the season with 4 goals last weekend in the sweep at Lindenwood. Here comes Fitzgerald, the left-handed senior down the left wing. He looks and shoots, and his shot fought off with a blocker of Alex Tracy, and we go another round.
Yeah. I remember one time when Eber was a coach, I think they went to 7 or 9.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him if he was going to call up to the booth to have me come down and shoot.
Sawyer Scholl now with a chance against his former team, and he rang the post. Oh, Scholl beat Hauser, but he hit iron. It remains scoreless in this exhibition shootout, and here's Bruno Ejohn to take a crack at it. 25 goals in 47 games in Lincoln in the USHL a year ago. Bruno Ejohn, big left-hander, right side down the middle. He comes, stick handling, backhand, he scores! Oh, he walked right down the middle, tapping the puck, forehand, backhand, tucked the backhander past Tracy. The Badgers win the shootout. here in the home opener.
Well, I guess if you're player of the game last game, it's only right that you should score the winner in shootout overtime.
Again, it goes down officially as an overtime tie. Mike Hastings, Badgers, Luke Strand's Mavericks. 1-1, the final score. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Played for the first time here at the Kohl Center this season. Wisconsin and Minnesota State in a top 20 matchup. The game ends in a 1-1 overtime tie. Badgers win the exhibition shootout, but again, officially goes down in the books as a 1-1 overtime tie. I promise our postgame show will be next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers and Minnesota State play to a 1-1 overtime tie. And really, you know, the Badgers had two power plays early in the game, Ian. If they find a way to convert there, it may have been a different ball game. But Minnesota State, as was its MO when Mike Hastings was coaching there for 11 seasons, very similar with Luke Strand on the bench.
Yeah, there's not a lot of difference in philosophy. There's not a lot of difference in I guess patterns of play, type of players that we're going to see. And you'll notice that pound for pound, skate for skate, everything that was going on out there, there wasn't a lot of difference in the chemistry or mentality of either team. And I guess if you were an outsider looking in, 1-1 tie, that would pretty much sum up the game as you looked at it. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Yeah, Luigi Benincasa scored the lone goal for Minnesota State. Freshman Oliver Tulk, the lone goal for the Badgers. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Ian?
Well, we're going to start at the bottom and go with number three. And despite the fact that he was a plus one and he did score the winner in the shootout,
yeah,
Bruno Edzon played just probably the most mundane but successful game that he's played in. I mean, there was no ups and downs. He's just so consistent. I just love the way he does it. He gets that shootout goal. He's a plus one for the night. It's hard to keep him off the three stars. Number two star, Oliver Tulk, wins a big face-off, gets big face-offs. He's, what, 14 for 14, I think you said?
15 for 15.
Those are unheard-of statistics, so the young man knows his way around the face-off dot, let's put it that way. But more importantly, the fact that he got himself in position to score that deflection goal,
yep,
to put the Badgers at 1-1. You could just see the whole building have a sigh of relief that the Badgers finally scored a goal. And the number one scorer, Daniel Hauser, 21 saves, and a lot of them were reaction saves, tested saves, unlike his counterpart where he just saw a lot of shots. He had to be really good on rebounds, and number one, and number two, on deflections. I was impressed with how he can cover deflections. He seems to know where the puck's going before I do.
Yeah, Hauser had six saves in the third period, three in overtime, and stopped all four shots He stopped three of the four shots he faced in the shootout. Sawyer's shoulder hit the post.
The scramble that was at the end of the overtime just put him the number one star no matter what.
All right, three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game is coming up. A 1-1 draw between Wisconsin and Minnesota State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa! Again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin's regular season home opener ends in a 1-1 overtime draw with Minnesota State. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Who energized you today, Ian?
Well, I'll tell you what. There is a play of the game that I didn't result in a goal, but it made the Badger, the Kohl Center, just explode. And I will give the play of the game to Quinn Finley, who rang the pipe. And everybody in the building thought it was a goal except him and the goaltender. So for whatever reason, the horn went off, the crowd went crazy, and the Badgers kept playing. But from that point on, they kept playing with a little more intensity. Yep. So I will give him the player of the game.
All right. So the energizing performance to Quinn Finley. Finley here tonight, unable to get on the score sheet. Quinn finished the game unofficially with one shot on goal, but again, rang the iron too.
Rang the iron does not count as a shot
correct.
On goal.
That is correct.
That's the one thing that I've learned a long time ago.
Yep. Again, a 1-1 final between Wisconsin and Minnesota State. We hope to hear from head coach Mike Hastings, Oliver Tulk as well, and other scores, plus highlights, too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Back at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin and Minnesota State play to a 1-1 overtime tie. Badgers win the exhibition shootout here in the regular season home opener. Head coach Mike Hastings downstairs with us now. And you kind of figured playing Minnesota State that this was going to be kind of a rock fight, didn't you?
Yeah. You know what? They're true to their identity and they defend. And I'm glad we found a way in the third period to finally get one by them.
Yep, and that was a big play, too, by Oliver Tolk. You know, what a night for the freshman, too. 15 of 15 in the faceoff circle. He does not look out of place out there.
No, he's a hockey player. And you know what? He's got a mental hardness to him that he just goes out and plays. And I haven't been a part of many of those performances on the dot when you go 15-0. So he does that, and karma has a tendency to pay you back in this game. And when you're honest there and doing things that he was doing to score that goal, I thought was just, you know, for Faye to get that one off and one-time that and get the crowd into it a little bit, it was a really big play.
Yeah, and then you look at Daniel Hauser. He wasn't tested often early, but when he was tested, boy, he came up big for you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know what? He's a kid that just, his demeanor is something that, you can see it out there. He's just got a calm demeanor about himself and how he does his business. And we left him out on an island a couple of times tonight, and he definitely showed his worth.
Yeah. What did you think of your team's overall play, Mike?
Peaks and valleys. You know, I mean, they're a team that, you know, they're not going to forecheck the heck out of you. And I thought at times we created their offense through our puck management. And you know, sometimes you got to chew glass. It doesn't have to be pretty, but you've got to take what they give you. And so, you know what, we'll look at the tape and make some adjustments. And I did like our guys sticking with it. You're down one to a team that's got the goaltender that they have. And, but you know what, when you're at home, you want to make sure you send the fans home happy, and then we did tonight.
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of times up here where I looked at Ian, I thought he was going to fall over. Just the passes up the middle of the ice that Minnesota State seemed to take advantage of on occasion.
You guys, outside the dots, throwing pucks east and west, but I am going to say this, that's game three for our team, and we've got to mature in that manner. And when you can mature when you're winning a hockey game, or at least tying a game the way we did coming from behind, it's better than the alternative.
Ironically, I said the play of the game was Finley hitting the pipe. That set the building on fire. Everything was going. And after that, you guys were just no holds barred.
You know what? I did think we started to push. You know, I didn't think we got off to the greatest start. But you know what? It's like I said, it's stuck to the tape. So we'll look at it. And, you know, when you're playing a team like that, you're going to be challenged. And we were tonight. And as I said, I'm glad we found a way to get it back to even.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, sure. That's head coach Mike Hastings downstairs of the Badgers. A 1-1 overtime tie with Minnesota State. Yeah, you want everything to be perfect, but his point is well taken. It's game three of the regular season, game four of this season, counting the exhibition a week ago tonight. A lot of new faces, a few new positions, new goaltender. So, yeah, a lot of learning still happening with Wisconsin hockey.
I will honestly say, though, if as an outsider looking in, if I came to this game and saw Mike Hastings coaching against Luke Strand, you know it's going to be a 2-1, 1-1 game, right. And whoever wins the battle of turnovers is going to win the game. That's all there is to it.
And the Badgers and the Mavericks, well, they end in a 1-1 overtime tie here tonight. Hope to hear from Oliver Tulk. And again, highlights are coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Covers Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
So a lot of fans were paying attention to the Brewers in the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers. Game 3 tonight in L.A. Brewers fall 3-1. They're now in a 3-0 series hole. Game 4 tomorrow night. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it is. I was watching a little bit downstairs before the game, and I knew that my family would be all excited because they brought in the Miz.
Yeah.
They just think he's the greatest.
Well. Yep, yep. But the Dodgers took the lead with Mizorowski on the mound and went on to win. And again, up 3-0. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is 6-0, ranked number 1 in the country, out east playing in the Icebreaker Invitational in Albany, New York this weekend. The Badger women will play Vermont tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock and then either Union or St. Anselm on Saturday. Only two other men's college hockey games tonight, both involving Big Ten teams. Fourth-ranked Michigan beat Robert Morris 4-2, a couple of goals from Adam Valentini. The Wolverines improved to 5-0 this season and have outscored their opponents 30-5 so far. That's pretty good. And then Notre Dame down 2-0, 4 minutes into the game, scored 8 straight goals and beat St. Lawrence 8-2. Evan Werner, a transfer from Michigan, had a goal and 4 points for the Fighting Irish. Cole Knubel scored twice. Friday-Saturday series, third-ranked Michigan State plays at top-ranked Boston University. Sixth-ranked Penn State, 3-1 so far, home to play Long Island. 13th-ranked Minnesota, which has 1 win in 4 games so far after a loss and a tie against BC last weekend. Well, the Golden Gophers play at 8th-ranked North Dakota this weekend, and Ohio State, 2-0, ranked 16th in the country, visits 12th-ranked Connecticut. Here are the Badgers and Minnesota State, a top 20 matchup to start the regular season home schedule for the Cardinal in white. And we thought it might be a nail-biter or a tight game this evening. It certainly was. Here are the calls of the game. Ryland Bonkowski sent out towards center ice and taken there by the Badgers in a turnover. Here's a chance now for Minnesota State. Deekinghauser, stop the puck. Where is it? It's underneath him. A breakaway by Ian Somoza. Denied by Hauser early on. Back on the attack comes Minnesota State. Man open backside. Pass slot. Benincasa scores. Luigi Benincasa beats Hauser right up the middle. It's 1-0 Minnesota State. Here comes Osborne up to center. Stick handling, lost it. Able to regain possession now. Double team far side. Pass towards the point. Poked away. Breakaway chance now for Tristan Lemire. 2-on-0. Lemire will take the shot. Hauser save. Rebound there for a moment, but he covered. Dalk to take the draw against Benincasa and wins the faceoff. Dexheimer, Phelan, one-time shot, redirect, Badgers score! Oliver Tulk for Simon Tassie. The Badgers finally get on the board. It's the senior Tassie redirecting that blast. It's 1-1. Minnesota State 2-on-1 the other way. Smith left wing looking. Zetterberg, he'll shoot. Oh, Hauser with a great save as he slides to his left, keeping it a 1-1 game. Bruno Ejon, big left-hander, right side down the middle. He comes, stick handling, backhand, he scores. Oh, he walked right down the middle, tapping the puck, forehand, backhand, tucked the backhander past Tracy. The Badgers win the shootout here in the home opener. Badgers won the exhibition shootout in the fourth round as Bruno Ejon got that goal. It doesn't count in the scorebook, but nevertheless, it's always fun to at least feel like you had some sort of result. And oftentimes, ties feel like you lost. Mike Hastings electing to make it feel more like they won. The Badgers were down a goal in the third period, and you know, played went to overtime, win a shootout. You know, again, last year the Badgers played in 12 overtime games, lost 7 of them, tied 3 of them. So late game situations were an issue last year. It's an entirely new year, and maybe here the Badgers will gain some confidence from the result they had.
Well, if they've got that young man in net, I think they will.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that they will.
Yeah. So, again, the only scoring tonight in regulation, Luigi Benincasa scored the lone goal for Minnesota State at 12:59 of the second period. Assist went to Tristan Lemire and Green Bay native Jacob Conrad. So 1-0 Minnesota State after one. The Badgers tied it. Oliver Tulk did get credit for the goal at 7:17, and I thought I called it properly originally, and then I saw Tassie celebrating, and then he was the first one to the Badger bench for knuckles. So oftentimes, if you're leading the charge back to the bench to get congratulations, you're the one that scored. But it was Tulk who tucked in the – it must have gone off Tassie because he gets the primary assist. Jack Phelan, the secondary, it came at 7:17. So Tulk, his first goal as a Badger, that proved to be the game-tying goal. Neither team could finish in overtime, and then Wisconsin won in a four-round shootout. Final shots on goal. The Badgers tonight finished with, 30 shots on goal tonight, only one in OT, while Minnesota State had 22 shots on goal. Daniel Hauser, 21 saves this evening. He'll earn the tie. His record now 2-0-1. Tracy made 29 saves. Alex Tracy, his record now 1-1-1. Both teams, 3 penalties for 6 minutes. Both teams 0-for-3 on the power play. Wisconsin won 31 of 47 faceoffs. Oliver Tulk, an incredible 15 of 15 in the faceoff circles. Meanwhile, Minnesota State blocked 19 shots. Their captain, Mason Wheeler, had 5 of them. Joe Polatichuk had 3 of Wisconsin's 12 block shots. Tonight's attendance here at the Kohl Center was not announced, at least not that I saw. I'm still looking for the final attendance numbers. Do I have them? Here we go. 6,555, the announced attendance here tonight. A game that took 2 hours and 17 minutes to play. The Badgers and the Mavericks, a 1-1 overtime tie.
About 5,000 of them were the very vocal and enthusiastic student section.
Yeah, students were here, and a lot of Minnesota State fans were here as well. So the Badgers and Mavericks finish in an overtime draw, and they'll play the series finale tomorrow night. We'll tell you about that and wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby, review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
In the United States and Canada, recognize the importance of family farm workers. It stated, quote, "And yet, despite their critical importance, a large majority of family farmers are among the world's most vulnerable populations. Ironically, it's not uncommon for many of the families who produce food to actually go hungry themselves. Today, on World Food Day, take a moment and thank a farmer."
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
What a great guy. I mean, and a great story. Somebody who, you know, maybe we should listen to. The idea that we have the ability to create the community we want to live in. We have the ability to make lives better through smart policy, through sound investment. Who knew? Who knew we could do those things? Who knew we didn't have to waste money on ridiculous... I cannot believe that the Department of Homeland Security spent $51 million at ads to thank Donald Trump for securing our borders. It's one of those things that just makes you go, could we not have spent at least $51 million better? It is now officially the most expensive political ad campaign of the year. And thanks to the Department of Homeland Security, and I've seen the videos. Look, this is the power of incumbency. You've got to stoke the ego of dear leader, which again is another reason why we should really be choosing our candidates a little bit more judiciously.
And then, you know, look, you ask people on the right, they went after Joe Biden because he was a little bit older. It is interesting to find that there has been a new study put out that says that the cognitive sweet spot for people to make high stakes decisions, no younger than 40, no older than 65. So right in that 25 year space kind of makes you go, well, maybe we should be looking for someone sane. Now, yesterday we talked about the young Republicans who, you know, they, just being young Republicans, it's just locker room talk, you know, all with all the racial this and the gas chamber that, and the, you know, we just want to psychologically torture people and bully, you know, just locker room talk. They're just talking. And you've got the vice president, who, you know, the day after this story breaks, basically downplays these bigoted, racial, horrible things that the young Republicans have said is, you know, just they're nothing more than edgy, offensive jokes. And I'm going, you know, look, I like a good joke. And look, I grew up in an era where every ethnicity had its own jokes. And some of them, based on the stereotypes of the day, you can go, okay, maybe there's a little humor in that. But, well, I don't know. And his argument that, you know, kids do stupid stuff, I agree with. I've got three kids. They sometimes do stupid things. You know, especially young boys, he says. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. That's what kids do, he says. And I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive, stupid joke, is a cause to ruin their lives. And you go, no, no. One, these aren't offensive jokes. This was a conversation. There was nobody on stage going, hey, look at me. This was a conversation and a group agreeing. These are the future leaders. These aren't just dumb kids. And I don't think they were young, to be honest. I think late 20s, a little bit, you know better. You know better. But these are the future leaders of the Republican Party. And I argue that they are emulating, yeah, what's been said by the current leaders. So, yeah, you can go, well, they're just, it's just locker room talk, Rick. Yeah, by people who, this is what they believe. So then are we surprised? Are we surprised then when they go after the Voting Rights Act? Are we surprised that they go after social policies that are meant to help everyone, but especially people who are the most vulnerable? Are we surprised that we're willing to let, through policy, these folks, you know, gut health care, gut education, gut food assistance, gut housing assistance, gut LIHEAP. Are we then surprised that this is what their goal is? The answer is no. And I said this yesterday on the show. There should be no surprise in this. The only thing shocking is that anybody would be shocked. The only thing that surprises anyone would go, oh, I didn't know. This is who they are. And the frustrating part is, this will go away. It'll be forgotten until the next time something comes up. And then that'll go away and be forgotten, because the right never backs up. Republicans never apologize. They never back up. They only keep going further and further. And this is going to get worse. Trust me, this kind of rhetoric is not new. It's who they are. And it's going to get worse. You think back to when Pat Buchanan gave his speech back in the early 90s that Molly Ivan said was better in its original German. It was kind of the first real realization that the Republican Party was heading in this, you know, this really extreme kind of direction. And Trump was not the guy who invented all of this hatred and all of this racism and all this anti-Semitism. He's just the guy who figured out how to harness those people who do and give them a direction, give them a label, you know, like MAGA, which, okay, answer me this. When were we great? And it's interesting to get the answer. A lot of slave era stuff. A lot of people in their place kind of stuff. And certainly not the kind of things that we're hearing going on in Portland. Which is why, again, Saturday, October 18th, mark your calendar. Make sure you're available, ready. You got Obama's comfortable shoes. And you get out in the streets and you meet people. The No Kings rally, point two. You can find your local rally, nokings.org. And get out and, well, be on the right side of history. And also, look, the response from Republicans is everyone who goes is Antifa. I'm against fascists. Seems reasonable, rational, and sane to me. But I want to hear your thoughts. You going? Nokings.org, the website. I want to hear if you're going or not. And maybe I'll see you there. Email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com. Miss any portion of the program, grab the podcast. And as always, thanks so much for being here. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Rick Smith Show. Email Rick. Email Rick at rick@therickssmithshow.com. Until next time, this has been The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, is indicted in Maryland on 18 counts of mishandling classified information by sharing with family members diary entries about his time in the White House. He's the third Trump critic recently indicted, the president saying,
"He's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes."
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
We need to remember President Trump had been formally indicted for such a crime. So what we need to find out exactly is what is in those documents, whether they are really classified, and if the handling of them by John Bolton actually violates the law.
Bolton says he has become the latest target in weaponizing the Justice Department. After what he calls a very productive call, President Trump says he will meet with Vladimir Putin in Budapest. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Fresh off his peace efforts in the Middle East,